Good morning. Today is the 25th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count this yet, please do so during daylight hours. We are learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by Mrs. Sakhnovitz in memory of her brother and by the Burks in memory of Amy Elsga's grandparents. And Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Basar, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Parah. We are in the second parak, Mishnayos, Gimel and Dalet. And the Mishnah now begins with our discussion concerning certain issues about the Parah Duma itself and its status. So the first thing the Mishnah tells us is Yotzei Dofan. If we have a cow that's born by a C-section, it can't be used as a Parah Duma. And why is that? Because, quite honestly, the Torah says ki yivaleid, that when an animal is supposed to be able to be used for a carbon, it has to be born in a normal manner. And this one was not born, it was pulled out. And also, similarly, Esnanu Mechir, if it's used to pay off a zona or given as payment for a dog. So in all these cases, psula, it's no good as a parah aduma. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, Rabbi Eliezer says he doesn't understand why it should be pasul. He says it should be kasher shenemar lo savi estan zono mechir kela beis Hashem elokecha. We're told that as far as using the money to use to pay, or the animal used to pay off a zona, or to pay off an exchange for a dog, those things are not, the Torah says, are not allowed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. But this cow never comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, though, any of the blemishes which normally take an animal and excuse it from being able to use to be used in on the Mizbeach, it also is no good in the Parah Aduma. So if there's a blemish of some sort on a Parah Aduma, that if it would have been a regular cow or bull, it wouldn't have been able to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, such an animal is no good as a Parah Aduma. Rachav ala nishan ala nisla bizava avar bas anar kipel ala samusever nasan taliso ala psula. We're also told the Parah Aduma is not allowed to be worked. We're going to see that that's going to be a very important rule for us to be aware of. And so therefore, if you rode on the Parah Aduma, you leaned on the Parah Aduma, you hung from its tail, you crossed the river with the Parah Aduma, right? In such a situation, kipel ala samusera, if you held part of the tail to support you while you were crossing the river, or you folded up the loose end of the rope that was tied to the Parah Aduma to guide it, and now you've leaned that rope on the Parah Aduma, even something as small as that, or you put your garment on there, so by definition, you have worked the Parah Aduma, and it's going to be no good. But if you tied it with a rope, so that it should be able to be led and guided for its own benefit, or you put shoes on it so it shouldn't slip, or paras taliso alam neiz hazvuvim, or you put a blanket, a saddle blanket, to keep it protected from the flies. Kesheira, in such a situation, the para is kasher. So zakal, this is the rule. Kol shulitzar kak sheira. If you're doing it for the benefit of the need of the para aduma, it's kasher. But litzarech acher, but if it's done for somebody else, so then psula, then it's going to be no good. Shachan ala ok sheira. If a bird happens to fly in and land on it, right, so that's going to be okay. Now, of course, as we're going to explain, if it's only when I do it, when I use it for my own work, not if the bird just happens to land. Allah ala zachar psula. We said if an animal, a male bull, mounted the Parah Aduma, mated with it, so it's going to be no good. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second. Helu psula. If he mated the cow for his own for its own means, that's a situation where it's possible. Vemei atzmo ksheira. But if it did it on its own, then it's going to be kosher. Of course, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda over here, and so we have to protect the Parah Aduma to make sure that it doesn't get overtaken by the men. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.